Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most American podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you save the economy in Jaws? Hey, guess what? Yeah. It's the Jaws town. The economy, it's fucked.
The mayor of Jaws comes to us, we got a little store, it says, economy's fixed. It says, kids killed, $10, and then under that, economy's fixed, $10. Problem solved, $10.
What do you
want? We got
want?
One price, and it works.
Exactly. Hey, if you look, we also do a 2-for-1 deal, so...
Yeah, we'll get a kid, fix the economy. Easy peasy.
Lickety split. All right, so...
Sometimes that's all it takes.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so Mayor Vaughan of Amityville Horror or whatever is like, right? You cunts. I'm like, what? He's like, right, we've got a shark problem, maybe. Well, look, we've got this accident. We don't have a shark problem, to be honest. We have a boating accident problem.
Okay.
This sure. Piece of shit sheriff or cop or whatever over here, he reckons that it's a shark and he wants to close down the beach like a big idiot. I don't know about that. So we're coming to these three handsome individuals who are going to save the economy. But maybe we also, I don't know about you guys, but maybe I don't want to deal with no shark problems because that seems
frankly,
like a legal problem.
I don't believe in sharks. They're a fake animal and a fake idea.
Whereas, all right, so I think, look, I'm a bit more cautious. I'm like, right, we don't want to sink the economy. I get that, Mayor Vaughan. I'm on your side. But maybe we should, look, this whole shark problem.
Yeah.
First off, I don't want to deal with it. So I've got another solution here. So look, we are at a beachside resort town or some shit. So here's what we do. It's a two-step process, Mayor. What we're going to do, firstly, I reckon the beach sucks. And let's start a smear campaign about the beach. Because the beach,
fuck the beach, 2020.
Fuck the beach, 2020. All right, well, you're good. Oh, great. You get sand in your ass. It's hot. It's too sandy.
I like to imagine a poster that just has a crab on the front and it just says crabs. Can you believe this shit?
Yeah, exactly.
This poster says, fuck the beach 2020. Sand, it gets in your ass. Sand, it's too sandy. Sand.
Just a picture of Anakin Skywalker. Yeah.
He hated sand.
He fucking
loved
hated
him.
Sand. He had the right idea. And he killed some kids. I would suggest to the mayor knowingly, like,
that's we also do that. We killed Harry Potter the other day. So, you know, the cops, they're looking for us.
They didn't check our shop, though, for some reason.
But yeah, I'll so we go like basically bad mouth the hell out of the ocean and the beach.
I agree, because I think everybody's just ready to turn on a dime to hate the beach. Mm. You love the beach for the first two thirds.
Yeah.
The last third of being at the beach, you never want to go to the beach again in your life. That's what the beach experience
is. Here's what we're
going to
do. We're going to make a short little video of like people going to the beach or whatever. They come back and they get in their car and they look down and now like their car is covered in sand and you get like it's all black and white and everyone's like, oh, now my car is sandy.
And maybe you come over like in the background and you're like, you can never completely wash your feet of sand.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, like, that's
Where like there's those taps where the car park meets the beach, so you can like kind of wash your feet.
Yeah.
But then you can't really because maybe you got
because then you
got to
walk on more sand
then
to get back to your car,
and you're never gonna get 100% sand free. And then what if your house is carpet? No, thank you. Also, it makes you smell of sea. That
beach
maybe
showers
is good.
Are
I don't
cold.
Know. Yeah,
that's annoying.
Mm. Yeah,
I want to warm up.
So basically just a nice big smear campaign against the ocean. And I know Mayor Vaughan is probably like, hang on, our economy.
That's our one economy. You've fucked us.
And I'm like, no. What we're going to do now is we're going to, all that money that we invest in getting people to come to beach, we're going to repump into and make every house have its own pool.
Okay.
And we're going to turn away from tourism and just be pool salesmen.
We pump money into making our town look like an appealing place to go with advertisements, with beautification. Okay, so you'd rather us instead buy every citizen a pool.
Yes.
And then, so the idea is we put money into advertising and then we get money out of tourists. You're just telling us to put money into pools.
Yes.
Into presents, really. When's the money come back? That's what I'd like to know.
We put money into pools, so now we have a bustling pool industry. So
these are public pools.
Sure, I say.
You never want to hear sure from somebody who's sure, could be. Well, is it or isn't it? Could be if that's what you want. No.
Maybe as a resident of Amityville Town or whatever, I just wanted a free pool. Well, that sounds great. So, yes, all right. Well, did I say pool in every household? I meant a good public pool, sir.
Well, hey, you can do both.
You can do both. Be like, you can do both.
Because you could just be like, all right, everyone gets a free pool under one condition. Mm. You have to open it up to the public.
Perfect.
That's a good
Alternatively,
idea.
Alternatively, everybody gets a free pool, okay, but then you jack up the price of pool toys.
Yes.
Oh, you want an inflatable ring? $200.
Also, and every pool has to have three mandatory toys. Make pool cleaning mandatory, so that'll be like stimulating the economy there. So we've got to have
everyone,
a lot of pool cleaners, sure. which
everyone
we
now has a job as a lifesaver.
Yes,
which I think
training.
I don't
need training for that.
I don't think that works well to boost the economy if everyone is doing a job that has no monetary gain.
Well, someone's got to pay the lifesaver, right?
Yeah. Well, no, the lifesaver gets paid. But presumably they get paid from
tourism. Tourists come in. They're like, we love this town, and now we get to sample all the pools in this town, and they have to pay.
How would you know? You arrive in the town and you're like, oh, I'll go to the beach. And somebody at the beach is like, no, you don't want to go to the beach. But every person in town has a pool you can go into.
Oh my God, the beach sucks. Didn't you see this poster? Yeah. Gross.
Crabs,
a lot of everyone giving the beach the finger. That's our like town flag now. is
town
just
flag. Okay.
Several cool people just giving it what for to that beach. And now we charge entry to go swimming in people's pools.
It's so great to imagine.
A tax! Like, we have a tax! Okay, so we make everyone own a pool and we charge pool tax.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you've not banned people from going to the beach. You've just tried to make it seem no good. So if they're like, to have a pool, you're going to have a pool tax. I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to go back to the beach.
Yeah, but we make the pool mandatory. You have to have a pool.
Okay. So I buy a pool and then I get taxed on my pool.
Yes.
Well, look, people are going to be unhappy, I guess. But maybe there'll be more money coming into local government.
You're also going to have to pass a new law that it's mandatory to buy a pool.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, so do you want to move to Amityville? No, I don't want to have to buy an in-ground pool. I don't have the money for that. Okay. That's insane.
Okay. All right. Plus the pool tax. So we don't force everyone to have their own pool. And why don't we just instead, we just make the sickest public pool, but we kind of build it near the ocean. And so basically we do one of those enclosed ocean pools so that the shark can't come in.
It's good to imagine that Zamet in our little shop, economy's fixed, $10. You've got a whiteboard and you've drawn this. You're like underlined, but the whiteboard has a lot of crossed out little diagrams.
Hey, everyone, you know how I said that the beach sucked? Forget about that. The beach is kind of cool.
The sand part the sand where the pool is good. It's the water bit that's bad.
Yeah. We kind of like the water bit. So what we want to do is we want to, you know rock pools? You know rock pools. So we want to build a big rock pool.
Okay, problem. What if Jaws gets in?
I don't know what you're talking about. Shark's a fake.
Shake's a fake. What's a Jaws?
Shake's a fake.
That's your
Shake's
new poster.
Shake's a fake. Shut up. Okay.
Who's this Jaw fellow you keep talking about? Are you a fan of James Bond as well?
Your whole strategy to make it seem like there are no shark attacks in Jaws is to just say Shake's attacks every time. I heard there's been shark attacks on the sea. No.
Shakes attacks.
The shakes of attacks.
You know, shakes, those wealthy, you know, you don't want them.
Shakes. Yeah, what's a shake?
Sheets?
Don't worry about it. Go to the pool instead. Rock pool.
Yeah. Or what we do is we build a giant slide that starts on the beach and goes into the ocean. So what we're trying to do here is limit we're going to limit people's exposure to the ocean, because what you're going to do is you want to like go on the slide so much you're going to go into the water and then you're going to swim out and walk around back up to the slide, so you'll be spending less time in the water, which will give less time for
you've
this
just developed a feeding
shake
tube
to,
for the shake.
Yeah,
that's what you've done. The shake's just going to be there with his big mouth open and everyone's going to slide on in. You're better off making the slide go back around into a pool somewhere else. So you think
someone's
going
backyard.
Into the sea. Back when you were saying, imagine like everybody gets a pool and they're all open to the public. Imagine being like tourists to a town and just getting into a family pool with a family, like just sitting there. Well, this is weird.
And then every pool can have its own little bar that you can swim up to. So there's a lot of bartenders that we are hiring.
So it's not your private bar. So I have to build a pool and employ someone
as a side gig. You can do it yourself. Have a lovely home business.
Hi, can I pour you a drink? Okay, yeah, what do you have? I have about half a bottle of gin. This is a vodka from Christmas.
And
tonic,
three
water.
Warm beers.
Hey?
Would you like one? $100.
And then if we...
I gotta pay the fucking pool tax. Yeah. So.
Along with that pool that we have to make, get a barbecue in there every
in the
citizen.
Pool?
No, next to the pool.
Wet sausage and warm beer, sir.
Yeah.
$200.
Everyone gets to now cook hamburgers and sausages and gets to sell them above market price.
Pool
to the
meat.
Tourists.
Yum.
So
chlorine-y.
So hang on.
Yes.
So the pools are open to the public, but the owners of the houses in Amity have to pay money to build the pool, then pay a pool tax, then pay to employ a lifeguard and a bartender.
Yeah. We will have incentives if you want to be your own bartender, barbecue person, and pool maintenance as well as lifeguard. Maybe we have incentives to be like, if that's the business you want, you get... some kind of incentive, like a free meal at the local RSL.
Back into the economy by employing people. They are doing it themselves for free, and you're giving them a prize. I mean, I guess there's already the pool tax on the pool.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, that's money. You're like, hey, no, do it yourself.
Hey, they get
the opposite of
they get a free meal at the RSL. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, but then
so
you're
how are you pumping? You're not pumping any money back into the economy because you're not, you're making everyone work for free. So
the money
your local
went into
economy
the economy
collapses.
Whatever, and bought the pool and paid the yearly pool tax, and that's the end of money leaving
and then,
the
and
people.
And then tourists come in, they have
why?
The government prize, because they want to experience all the pools. They want to experience
with 120
pools.
Like, none of them good. Let's go.
Because wouldn't it be interesting to be like, hey, I'm going to go to that person's pool and see what they've done. And then the next day you go to someone else's and see if it is at all different. Maybe it's better.
Maybe
the snags taste better over there.
Am I
that
paying
be a slogan.
The people?
The snags will taste better over there.
Sorry, I say as I'm driving into the town. What could they possibly mean by that?
So now you're advertising internally. Again, no one has a job all of a sudden.
Everyone has a job. Everyone is a small business owner, Dusha.
Am I paying the people to use their pool, or can I do it for free?
Yeah.
What? So I'm a tourist.
Yes.
I arrive.
Yes.
I see someone's pool I want to go into.
Yep.
You like pay them cash in hand or whatever.
You're like, please,
let me.
See, this is our thing. Now it's because everyone is now a small business pool owner. Competition is fierce. So you'll probably have a lot of people outside their homes being like, come to my pool. We have these cocktails. And someone's like, oh, but we have the best snags on High Street. And then it'll be a competition. And
I need to draw a diagram of the economy you've created for this town. Money goes
everyone
out
will be at
the
front, the
government
like basically
the
like... being like, hey, come to our pool. It's like cover price is free with three drinks. And someone could be like, ah, but we'll get half off drinks if $10 cover charge. And we'll let the market sort itself out.
So
from the pool
can
to
you
the
just make sure,
through the
Jackson,
pool
make
tax.
Sure in your diagram you write $10 cover charge equals half drinks. Half price drinks, presumably, but
goes out to the government through the pool tax.
Yes,
they get money in from tourists who want to use their pool.
Yes,
there's a lot of competition, so no one's going to make their money back from the amount of money it costs to install a pool.
You
so,
hire a man. Who
so yeah, so we're keeping our citizens in debt, so they have to keep working it. Yes, yes.
You hire,
but
a
they're working.
Pay with.
Yeah. You're encouraging money. Them to work for themselves. Uh-huh. So they're not earning money.
The money out's so much more than the money in.
Well, the money out for who, though?
For the people.
Yeah,
but that's not how the economy works.
Not the government,
you can't.
Me.
No, you're not the government. You're a contractor.
So I still get my $10.
You ever get to walk away with a crisp $10? Yes, too. With some extra change, get a McDonald's double cheeseburger.
Yeah, or entry fish. Into someone's amazing backyard pool. Just saying.
Have a wet veggie party.
Well, because I think the issue Greasy. Will be that every single person living in Amity will just move out because this is a bad idea.
I don't want to pay
like,
tax. That's insane.
Hey, well, then I guess you'll fix the shark problem.
Like, hey, that's... That wasn't the question.
I starved that shark from delicious human meat.
It's great to imagine News Abbott just standing in the beach eating a sausage and Jaws just comes in. Job well done. Well, oh. A shake! Ah!
You have so many shakes in this damn ocean!
Holy shit, that's the biggest shake I've ever seen.
Ah. So I think that's pretty good.
You got
out of a good job, bad job rating. This falls firmly in the bad job.
Oh,
yeah, that's in the bad job bin.
Yeah,
right there, it is.
Oh.
BJB.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot, maybe your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Also, have you noticed that your shirts and or bags are often lacking in pins from your good friends at Sans Pants Radio? Well, that's easily remedied by heading to our merch store on sanspantsradio.com and grabbing one of our pins. We have the Sans Pants Radio logo, an Always Bet on Piss D20, and Jackson's face that is a replica of his legally binding signature. Sold separately or as a set of three, check them out at our merch store over at sanspantsradio.com.
So, my plan is... like, it makes a lot more sense, I feel.
Okay.
Right. The economy is obviously suffering from shark attacks.
Yep.
Because there are
boating
beachside
boating accidents, Dusha.
Boating accidents. But still, it means that the water is unsafe. So, yeah. Like, whilst people are still coming to the beach, if people keep dying in, air quotes, boating accidents, when we all know they're getting eaten by shakes, means that people eventually are going to stop coming to the beach, and that's where the issues of the economy happen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
I've got a solution that will take care of the beach problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Economy won't suffer at all. And also, we'll fix the shark problem. And that is, Amity just needs to freeze the ocean, rebrand as an ice rink.
Okay.
Step one. So, what's your step one? How?
Yeah, how?
Fence off an area.
Okay. Fence it off.
Fence off an area?
Yeah, in the water. Like, you can build water fences.
Yeah, like I was saying, a rock pool. I mean, you can have a lot of boating accidents during construction.
When I'm the mayor and I'm like, what is your plan? And you build a fence and you're like, I'm going to freeze the sea. And step one is build a fence. I'd be like, that wouldn't have been my step one.
Okay, so we're going to... All right, so you've built a fence.
Yeah. Mm.
Step two, freeze the water.
Okay, yeah.
In the fenced off area.
With how?
Okay, step three.
Then step three is obviously advertising.
Oh, I need to go back then. So step two, how?
Yeah.
Step two. Yeah. How am I freezing the ocean?
I don't know if you know this about the sea, Dusha, but it's big. It's a big place.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously I'm fencing some off. So I'm not trying to freeze the entire...
I forgot about your sea fence. Okay. What are you going to just drop ice cubes in there? You finish a cocktail and just dip the ice in? How do they do it at like a ski resort? They make snow somehow. That's cold.
Well, that's a snow machine. But the thing is, they don't. It's not like that they suck grass in and snow comes out. Because I need ice where there is now currently water.
Yeah, and also it's a beach town that's in like an area that's kind of tropical and around the equator.
Which is why the ice rink is going to be a great idea.
Yeah, when you get to the ice rink,
that's exciting.
It'll be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But right now, I just see you standing at the sea's edge, scratching your chin, looking at your sea fences. Like,
my fenced off beach area.
Okay, quick question. Actually, let's go back to step one. What's the fence made from?
Yeah.
Well, probably like perspex or something, I guess.
Okay. Okay, so you need, I'm just looking up how to freeze the sea. You need temperatures below 0 degrees.
Yeah, obviously, that's okay, freezing temperature.
Just to give you some clues.
The only issue will also be, I believe that the fact that the ocean is salty means that it'll have to be a little bit lower than 0 degrees. I think if I remember science correctly, and I honestly might not, I believe that adding salt to water means that it doesn't freeze. Or it doesn't freeze as well.
Here's my suggestion for you, Mr. Joel Dusha.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got the whiteboard. You're in the office. Speed amateur kicking back. We're helping
Step
you out
three,
here.
Step three. How? I'm like, oh, just tapping on the whiteboard.
What if you hand up? What if you drain the sea in your fenced area first and import ice? How do we? That could work.
Yeah. Also,
I'm draining
the
sea.
Roof.
What? Sorry. A perspex. Well, not a perspex roof because that will amplify temperature.
If you've built a fence, it's quite strong and like
yeah,
that
might
perspex,
deal with the shake problem.
That might deal with that shake problem. Either you've trapped it in or you've trapped it out. Now, although if you've trapped it in, because it is a great white shake, the best thing about that is apparently great whites don't really last well in captivity. So I mean, let's just quickly have a quick. How long does great white last in captivity?
I really like Dusha imagining that you've kept the shake out. And the mayor is like, well, great. You're like, no, you hired me to do a job. And he's like, no, this works. No, I'll figure out how to drain the sea. Don't worry.
Well, you know, we might have to drain the sea. Look, again, within days or weeks, this is in terms of a great white being in captivity, they were dead. The longest you will that a great white has been kept in captivity is 198 days. And they were trying to keep it alive.
Yeah, that's true. I'll be the opposite. They are like, should we feed this shark? Like, no.
No, not at all. That would be insane. It would get us starve it to death.
So maybe instead of a ice rink, what about a natural giant sea aquarium, JD?
Oh, SeaWorld that shit. Yes, there is a shake. Here it is. Oh, no, it died. Go back in the sea. Oh, well, who cares? Enjoy your swim. Hi, I'm an animal rights group. Oh no, who cares is an intense thing to say. What are you going to do with all this infrastructure designed to look after shakes? What's your plan now?
No, I'll probably put a boy in there or something. I don't know. I'll raise something in there.
A boy?
Yeah. Trying to grow an aqua,
struggling to swim in there. So, what?
Should you build like a floating island like you do with turtles or something?
Yeah, boys and turtles are basically the same.
Just water is so funny. Oh, he drowned! And then people on the news, they're like, Joel Dusha, who worked for a company which claimed boys killed, has killed another boy.
Yeah, that was a twofer.
Yeah.
Joel, what do you have to say about it for yourself? I'm like, are you surprised? Like, look at my sign.
This is on you in many ways.
What are you? Why are you harassing me for doing my job? That's like, my job. Just gesturing to the sign quite violently. See, the first one. Kill a boy.
It's also good to imagine the mayor looking at like a half-built aquarium on the seafront. Half of your beat your sea thing, like your sea fence out, like half-built. There's a big, like, snow machine just shooting snow into the water. He didn't really follow through on any of his promises.
He half-built two things, then killed a boy.
We're getting people coming to town, but for the wrong reasons. Hey, is this that town where that maniac killed a boy? Tried to raise him like a shark? Like a absolute psychopath? Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. Would you like to buy like a key ring? No.
What about a t-shirt?
No. No.
The t-shirt just says, I was where a boy died.
Would you like to go on a tour of the abandoned facility? It's sad. question, why did nobody stop this? We didn't know what he was doing, to be honest.
He said he was going to do something surprising. He kept saying step one was to build a fence, and so we built the fence. Then step two was freeze the lake.
He spent days out there by the sea just looking at it. I don't think he thought about how to freeze it. I think he just thought he would naturally fall into it. But
we're an island somewhat, I think, near the equator. So
yeah, it's
quite,
really quite warm.
Quite warm. And the temperature here is steady. It's consistent.
It's good to imagine, Dusha, you walking down to the beach holding a big bag of ice. Throw it into the sea, a wave just pushes it behind you. Then, like, the mayor's looking at you from, like, the boardwalk or something, and you're like, not enough ice, I reckon. Hold on.
I just gotta go to the servo. I'll be back.
In my mind, you have an icy pole as well.
Yeah, I'm wearing thongs and board shorts as well. But a shirt and tie.
Shirt and tie, rolled up, like, pants at the ankles. Yeah. More ice. Got to be colder. The mayor's like, I know. I figured.
The mayor's like, he was just standing at the ocean staring out at the horizon. I thought he was devising plans, but in hindsight, he was ranking Weezer albums in his head.
Okay, how about this, JD? Because I know, well, basically what we're trying to do is kind of put a cap over the ocean. Yeah. So, and you're doing it, we're trying to freeze the ocean. What about instead of an ice skating rink, a skating rink? What if we turn the ocean into a skate park by building on top of it?
That's sick, Joel Zammit, but it depends what my budget is, because the first part of your sentence gave me an even better idea.
Yeah,
I'm trying to freeze the ocean, but what if I just drag where the ocean was already frozen to where I am? Oh. Let's bring the ice caps to Amity.
Great. How?
Boat and a chain. Easy.
It's great to imagine you once again, but like in Antarctica. Just looking at the frozen ice.
At a tugboat, looking at a chain, and imagine like one of them key chains that you have for your wallet, and you're like,
yeah.
It's great to imagine you with the end of the chain that has a hook on it, and you just like look at the ground and just kind of half embedded. I guess go! Jane just drags Lucky Eyes into the water. Wait, that didn't work. Stop.
Reverse. Come back.
The mayor's driving the boat. And he's like, what? What's the plan here? I'm like, it's just too cold. Hang on. We'll sort something out.
I'm going to go inside, make a hot drink, have a think about this. It's good to imagine you with a butter knife trying to cut out a bit of the, like, the ice shelf. It's bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Can you do it still? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I thought because it was in water it would float, but...
I think it's land under bits of this. Did you know that? I did. Fuck. Is the Arctic ice different? Yes, in places... Okay, can we go there? I guess. Whoa, right, still this, hate.
This one does seem like significantly less land, though. Yeah.
Is there anywhere I can hook this? Do you mean on the ice shelf? Like something sticking out, I can just hook it in.
Yeah, you know, like the same way they tow a car.
Yeah.
And the mayor being like, no, and you're like, oh, sort of needed that.
Well, what if I bring a really big peg, like a tent peg, and I just hammer that into the ice, and then
how big a
put
peg
the chain around
that? Huge. Yes.
About as big as a man, maybe bigger actually.
Like, and I'm gonna need a big hammer, like you know, the hammer that Mario uses in the Mario Brothers games.
I suppose so.
You know that hammer. That-
Yeah. Like, the one that's as big as him. So Mario is a small man, but relatively, I think I'm going to need a hammer the same like, size difference that Mario and the hammer is to me and the hammer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Okay. I'm going to need a big hammer.
So instead of, what about one of them construction, like, equipment that's like a big machine that's like a thunk, thunk, you call thunk it into a, the ground?
Oh, no.
Pilot?
What are you?
Yeah, something like yeah, that. Could you imagine Amityville or whatever is just tanking because all of the money that the mayor had is going into your scheme?
He half built an aquarium. He fenced off the ocean. Took the mayor to Antarctica and the Arctic.
The mayor has a really inhuman amount of faith in this man. It's shocking.
Well, what you've done is, for an extended period of time, you've taken away the mayor of that town to kind of, I guess, let Sheriff Brody do his thing. Yeah. So you might have come back and the problem's somewhat fixed itself.
Yeah, but the economy's tanked because all the money was spent on hiring boats and big hammers.
Yeah, we wasted all our economy on a really big hammer.
Yes. Now you've got to find a use for it. How do you... Okay, so you've got a really big hammer, a half-built aquarium, an angry Sheriff Brody who's definitely killed a shark, and a dead boy. So how do you turn this into profit?
Yeah,
I use the big hammer to knock down the wall I built, and then I say, hey, guys, remember the beach? It's open again.
You create a problem, you solve the problem, you frame yourself as the hero. Sheriff Brody wanted you to stay out of the beach. He even built this wall, killed that boy, and wasted the mayor's money on trips to very cold places. Not today. Smash open the wall.
Me and my big hammer have solved another problem.
Smash open the wall, a big shake comes in, eats you.
Oh no, Jaws 2!
That's right, Jaws happens twice. Oh.
Okay. So the way to kind of recuperate those losses was to knock down a wall for free.
Yes.
Okay. Well, whereas Zabit's plan was one big bad plan and bad job, yours was like many little bad jobs. That's pretty cool.
Hey. Yeah. It's a good job if you hated that boy I killed.
Yeah, you're not incorrect. Very good point.
I think LBJs there.
A lot of LBJs. LB Johnson. Yeah. Okay, so here's my plan, all right? We know, look, yeah, we can say boat attacks, but we know really shakes are killing people.
Yes.
But maybe that's a good thing. You know who are perverts? Billionaires.
So perverts for violence and sex, yes.
Yeah, so I contact billionaires somehow.
Jeff Bozo or whatever his name is.
Hey, Jeff Ponzo. Want to see a guy die from because of a shark? That's great, because it feels like the mayor's not involved at this point.
The mayor hired us to... And then didn't hire you, and you've gone rogue to prove that you had a better plan.
I just saw it
in the news.
I'll
show that mayor.
Sharks kill innocent people. I'm like, that's a moneymaker right there. Time to call Chef Bonzo's or whatever his name is. Hello, Chef Bonzo's, famous chef. Would you like to see a man get sharked? Sharked. So people pay me exorbitant amounts of money to throw other people whose lives they deem less worthwhile off the pier into the shake. And then I make fat cash and buy tourist trinkets from the gift shop in Amityville, and that boosts the economy.
Okay, so
buying
now,
heaps of trinkets.
Question.
Yeah.
So Amity Island is in the USA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, last time I checked, murder was still a crime.
Not for billionaires. Billionaires can do it.
I mean, perhaps. But how are you advertising
Dark
this?
Web. Look, I'm not Hello. My name is Jackson Bailey, and I know where there's a big shark. Want to see it and kill people on it with it? Meet me at this address. And then I put in the pier.
Okay. I'm a wealthy
pier.
Okay. I'm a wealthy billionaire with a hard on for killing people with sharks.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
They should have come to my town.
Why do I need to come through you when this would be on the news?
I know where the shark...
Because as a wealthy billionaire, I'd have an alert, maybe, to be like, shark attacks.
Yeah, you got an app for it. Beep, beep. Dangerous shark.
Well, and now I have somewhere to be.
Okay. Fair point. Okay. Step one of the plan is collect a lot of chum. Okay? And then I take that chum at night, say midnight every night at the beach, and I tip it off the pier. And I attract slowly Jaws. Over time, Jaws wants the chum. And then I know where Jaws will be at midnight, because I've kind of domesticated him a bit.
At the public pier everyone has access to.
Yeah, well, but Jaws only knows to come. I mean, I don't care if Jaws kills other people during the day. That's not my problem.
Yeah, but for free. You're giving away your business for free.
Yeah, but they don't. The millionaires don't know that yet. They don't know where the Jaws will be. Not until I write that article on the deep web. I have been throwing chum off the edge of this pier for the last year. Come throw a guy off there. And pay me $10 million.
Why don't I just go there and throw a guy off there and not pay you $10 million? And wait a minute.
Oh, no. Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Please don't.
And how does that improve Amity?
Don't tell anyone.
How does that improve Amity Island's economy?
They didn't hire me. No, I told you. They pay me lots of money. I go to the gift shop. I buy Amity Island t-shirts, Amity Island keychains, caps, shorts, underwear, shoes. I'm a walking advertisement for Amity Island, and I wear them once a day and throw them in with the chum. And then I get it, I buy new ones. I'm so rich. I am the economy. They could kill everyone in town, and should, and just rely on me to buy stuff from the gift shop. With the money I've acquired feeding
who's
people
running
sharks
the
for
gift
Jeff
shop
Bezos.
If
they could keep one guy
dead.
Alive, that's fine. The mayor, I don't mind.
I mean... Maybe instead, as opposed to advertising on the dark web, all you got to do is find one wealthy pervert and then be like, hey, why don't you buy this town? And then, you know, we can just feed it the shark anyone you want.
What about
and
this?
I'll be your enforcer.
Hi, I'm wealthy billionaire. I have a proposition for you. How about you buy this shark? I'm selling yours.
Dear Long Musk.
Elon Musk from Mars, I'm selling one shark. His name's Jaws. $10 billion, I'll show you where he is.
What's to stop the wealthy billionaire from pushing you into Jaws?
I'm wearing floaties, so at least I'll float. And I've covered myself in a foul-smelling liquid beforehand, so Jaws doesn't want to eat me. Cod liver oil, let's say. So even if he does eat me, he vomits me right back up. Maybe that's part of the plan. Jeff Bezos gives me $1 million, pushes me into Jaws. Jaws eats me, vomits me up onto the beach, go to the gift shop, buy a bunch of hats. Done. Mm-hmm. Everyone else in town could die for all I care.
I like the idea of you making yourself shark repellent by taking up smoking and claiming that your meat's gone bad.
He won't want to eat me. I'm acrid. It's gross in there.
I smoke so much that my meat's gone bad.
The Jeff Bezos or whatever being like, I'll push you in. I'm like, do it. I don't care.
Do it.
I haven't paid you yet. Okay, well, pay me first. Oh, no. Taking up smoking did nothing.
Okay.
Now I'm just addicted to cigarettes. Yeah.
So your plan is to acquire the business of a wealthy pervert.
Yes. By selling them Jaws.
By selling them location that
no,
a lot of people
no, it doesn't have to be location.
Know.
I'll just sell them the shark.
Okay. Once they buy the shark.
Great.
Expecting to get
Thank
a shark.
Thank you for the transaction. Have a good day. And then I head off.
So you're not... You're selling them the idea of a shark all of a sudden.
Well, it's sort of a con, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
So your plan now is to
they
pretend
give me the
you're
money.
Selling a pretend
I,
you're selling
I have
a
contract
shark.
Written up, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You now own one Jaws, property of Jeff Bezos. And they're like, thank you very much for the shark. And I'm like, you're welcome. It's in the sea. And then I leave. The shark's theirs, legally. And I go to the gift shop. And I buy an inflatable shark or whatever they sell there. I don't know. A ruler that says Amity on it. Economy's boosted. I'm $10 billion richer. Jeff Bezos has a shark. I go home.
All right. I'm wealthy billionaire and man who doesn't let Amazon employees piss Jeff Bezos.
Hi.
It's
Jackson from the deep web.
Hi, Jackson from the deep web. Why
should
do
I not have
buy...
used my real name? People told me
I used my full name, apparently.
and a terrible thing you do was part of it as well. Huh.
Why do I want to buy this shark and not just a shark?
Huge.
Yeah, but
one of the biggest sharks I've ever seen, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, but I can just get a smaller shark and be happy.
And I can put that shark in an aquarium.
Good for you. You've bought. Yeah, that's not what I'm selling. Why did you come all this way if you were just going to fuck me around, Jeff Bezos? Came all this way to the pier, to Amityville Horror.
Okay, well, can you show me the merchandise? Can you show me this Jaws?
I just gesture to the sea. It's out there. Oh. It's a shark, Jeff. Okay? Does what it likes.
Do you own this shark?
Nobody owns a shark except you in 5 minutes when you sign this document.
I think I probably just... Jeff Bezos probably just pushes you off the pier.
Nice try. I've been smoking. My meat's bad.
And then, hop, by shark.
I was going to buy so many knickknacks.
And as you get hit by a shark, famous billionaire Jeff Bezos gets a big hard on because he's a pervert for murder or whatever.
Oh, no. I was trying to sell perversion, but I became perversion. This is a kind of poetry. Eaten by the shark.
So I think, bad job.
I think my one failing is that I didn't own the shark I was selling.
I think your one failing is that you got killed.
Yeah. No, there's more than one failing. That wasn't anything. That was a plus for everyone
Jackson
involved.
Got killed,
the one success was that he got himself at. The biggest failing there was you didn't own the shark. Nor have any way of controlling the shark.
You can't sell a thing you don't own.
And you can as a scam. If you're doing it as a scam, sure. Like those people that sold the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great. But
I guess
not
I never
sure
went
how you
to
helped Amityville.
Yeah, when directly questioned by Jeff, I said I didn't own the shark. That was my one failing. When you're scamming someone into believing you own a thing, you got to say you own a thing.
Yeah, also, when you are trying to scam or sell a shark pervert a shark, don't be near that shark so that he can push you in and get his jollies off.
Yeah, get a big stiffy.
Yeah, I shouldn't have given Jeff Bezos a big stiffy. That was my one failing. Yeah. I mean, well, at least you two got your $10. That's some small win for the plumbing boys. You know, we'll take that.
I got to kill a boy.
You two got paid. You got to kill a boy. I'm in a shark's guts now. I got Jeff Bezos off, so.
So look, once again, even though maybe the Amity Island's economy might be tanking, our own personal economy rising. So,
absolutely. $20 up. And I'm sure I'll steal some chips off the Mac as you get, so I'm doing okay as well.
But aren't you at?
You would at as well. We're all at.
We
just crawl our way back, bloody and full of shark teeth, to our little shop. And I'm like, did you guys get a tenner? And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't own that shark, turns out. Can I have some of your chips?
Yeah. We all crawled through a shark's anus alive, so we deserve some chips.
Yes.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. Call us if you need a hand for anything.
Boys killed. Economy's fixed.
We'll do it.
We'll do it all. $10.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.